Yes, sir.
Hello.
We are in this motherfucker.
Episode 92.
Episode 92 going down right now, man. How are you feeling?
Happy to be here as always.
Dude, so this is a big week going down. This guest, actually, I've been trying to hit him up. We've been going back and forth for quite some time now, but super excited to have him on the show. Big fan of the way that this guy makes music.
Oh, my god!
Or just his group in general, I guess.
He's definitely got a new fan out of me. I've never heard of this guy, but once you told me he was going to be on this episode, I play him every day.
I knew you were going to like this week's guest because this is kind of your style. And also, I feel like a lot of, maybe not old heads, but people that like that old school style of rap are going to really fuck with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys haven't heard of this guest, stay tuned. Just super dope individual. Seems like a great guy, just as far as like what I've seen on social media and whatnot. But also Heavy Motion.
Heavy Motion.
Like him and his group, they're definitely pushing shit. And
I'm excited to see what he wears. I bet he wears something a little crazy.
Actually, I was thinking the same thing. I bet he kind of goes a little bit off the wall. I wouldn't be surprised if he wore something like, even like something with kind of like more of an old school like feel to it, you know, because they get compared to groups all the time that are like big time. Like I think Wu-Tang is one that they are compared to. They made a remix of a couple songs, which we'll talk to them about it whenever we get started. And I was just like, oh my God, it sounds like this was
the original song. Yeah,
it really is. And their style is super unique, man. Blessed to have them on the show. Excited to have them on the show.
Sure.
Today's going to be a dope episode.
Let's do it.
But let's go ahead and knock out Win of the Week.
Oh yeah.
Win of the Week, episode 92, going down right now.
Let me go first.
You want to go first?
Let me go first.
All right, you motherfucker. Take it.
I think you went first last time. But mine, I've actually done this four times this week, and it is beach fishing. It's so random, what the fuck. But now that I say it out loud. But you know me, I'm a fisherman. But I always fished inshore, and like I catch those kinds of fish. I hate beach fishing. Like it's not fun to me. But I keep seeing all these people, they're catching bluefish that are like 40 inches long. Like, damn, that looks fun.
I saw you went and did that.
And, bro, I'm out there catching these fish. That shit's fun as fuck.
The one that you caught that you posted on your story was pretty, that was a good-sized fish.
That's a bluefish, but that was a little one. That was, like, this big.
I mean, still, compared to what you were catching, like, when you're inshore. And for the people that don't know, typically, like, it'll be in the intracoastal or
rivers, creeks.
Rivers, like yeah. And you crush it inshore for sure. But I remember, you might even said it on the pod, but you used to hate that. Beach fishing.
It's just not fun to me because, like, I don't know, a lot of people out there, they're soaking bait, and I don't soak bait. I only throw lures because I guess I got ADHD and I always got to be doing something.
You know what I'm saying?
But there's a lure that you throw. It's called a gotcha plug, and you just smoke that bitch through the surf, and then them big blue fish just come and crush it. I love it. It's so fun.
And do you eat these fish? Hell no. So you just, it's just for the fun of the game?
Just for the fun. I really don't eat fish like that. It's kind of fucked up, is it? I don't know. Anyways, but I mean, I like give them a kiss, put them back in the water, like say thank you. You know what I'm saying? But
they get the Joey Allen experience.
Yeah, but I'm really fishing. There's Spanish mackerel out there too. If I catch a couple of them, I'll eat them because I never had it, and people do eat them.
That's dope, man. Yeah. I think one day you're gonna have to take me out there.
Oh, I'll do it.
I would love to go out there and do some beach fishing because I'm not a big fisherman, but I feel like it would be more fun to catch like some of those ocean creatures as opposed to like the river shit.
It's a different battle.
Do you have to use a different lure? Or, I mean, sorry, a different, like, rod and reel and all that stuff? Like, is it a different pole in general?
I probably should, but no. It's, like, a medium heavy, so, like, it can handle bigger fish. And, like, it's a heavier lure. The lure is an ounce, where my lures are normally, like, half an ounce.
So,
like,
if you catch a shark, you're fucked.
Yeah. If I do catch something huge, I'm fucked for sure. Like, even those big bluefish, they'll run, and my line gets pretty low. But nah, it's fun.
That's dope,
bro.
That's a good win of the week, too. So shout out to you for that, because for the people that know Joey, that's actually huge. You're always an inshore fisher guy. So shout out to you. Good win of the week. My win of the week is finding new music, in particular, Spotify. Like, now, for the people that know me, I was always Apple Music. Like, for the longest time, I was always on Apple Music. And Apple doesn't really... It does suggest music here and there, and it has like
playlists. It doesn't curate playlists.
And it's not like the really, it's not even something I'd like listening to. Like, it's not accurate, if that makes sense. But with Spotify, bro, it's so fucking accurate. And I have these own playlists set up for myself. So I've got one for like house music, one for hip hop, one for like even like slower hip hop and things like that. And, you know, all these other playlists. And at the bottom of the playlist, there'll be like five songs that are suggested. And I cannot bullshit you, bro. Every single song, typically, like if I go through those five songs, I'll do it when I'm at the gym. So if I'm at the gym working out, I'll just like play the suggested ones after I've listened to the playlist. And bro, they're all hitting. Like every single one, I'm like, this is a fucking banger.
Really?
And so it's nice being able to like fill up your you know, like fill up your catalog with like new music every time that you kind of go through it. You know, you'll find songs that you like, but for me, I'm the type of guy where if I find a song that I like, I'll play it like a million times over the next 3 days.
Is it artists that you know, or is this?
Typically it is. Sometimes they'll throw like some of their older shit in there.
Yeah.
House music, I know a pretty good handful of DJs, but I don't know like the underground guys, if that makes sense. Yeah. So like the house music, it'll be like a DJ, or it'll be, you know, a song that I recognize, but it's remixed. You know what I mean? So it's got like different stuff added to it or whatever. And dude, I fuck with it. I can't make it up. Like, this week I was in the gym and just going hard, bro. And I was going through those suggested songs, and it was every single one. Like eventually by like, I think the fourth or fifth one, I was like, yeah, that's my win of the week for sure. Like no question.
I wanted to ask, when you say slower hip hop, what is that? Like what kind of,
honestly, I'm referring to like, let me think of an artist that I could like describe.
What
like,
the first song that I think of is Hollywood by Kodak Black. I don't know why.
Wow.
That's now, like that came into my head so quick.
Yes, that for sure. But Kodak Black also has like some heavy weight shit. Yeah. But that song is a great example. Like I was thinking more like Medicated by Future. True. Or I'm sorry, by Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa, yeah.
Speaking of Future.
Dude.
Shout out Future and his new album.
Great album. God. That is a great album.
I hate
that
he's like such a fucking writer, but.
No, I'm glad you brought it up. What's your favorite song off that album?
It's the one. The one that they hyped up so much. What's it called? I'm blanking now. Has Kendrick Lamar. He dissed Drake and
oh, yeah, yeah.
What's it called?
I cannot think of the name of it. I literally just...
It has the beat. It's like...
That shit goes hard. That's probably... That's my second or third favorite, I think.
What's your first? I mean, I like...
My number one is Fried.
Fried.
I'm fucked up about Lil Shawty.
Running Out of Time's nice.
Yeah, fast.
I really, when I clicked on that song, I wanted to hear the old Out of Time.
Ooh, that shit would have same thing. Imagine if he remixed, like kept same beat, everything's the exact same, but then just remixed that his own song. That would have been hard.
Running Out of Time, that shit would have went crazy.
That would have. And I'm a big Metro Boomin fan, so like any Metro Boomin beat is like, that's going to be
good. Every beat on that bitch was crazy.
Yeah, no, he went good. Shout out Future. That's a really good shout out. You know, obviously with us having a music artist on today, I don't want to speak too much on like a Future and everything that's going on with that. But that album right now, just people are talking about it being album of the year. It's a good ass album. I don't know if it's there yet, but it's a good ass album. Shout out Future. Definitely needed to do that, right?
You know what I mean? I miss Future, like just hearing that shit. And it kind of sounded like old Future was back.
So today's guest is calling me right now.
Let's go.
So I think it's time to jump into this week's episode.
Bet.
Episode 92 starting right now. Now. Yo, what is up, OGs? Episode 92 going down of the OG Sessions pod. I'm here with my brother, Joey Allen.
Yes, sir.
In the building.
Hey.
How you feeling?
Feeling good.
This is a big episode going down today, episode 92. Super excited for today's guest. I'm glad that we've got a guest in here that me and you are both like big fans of.
Dude,
that
makes sense. I'm the biggest fan now. Yeah.
We both listen to this artist's music, and you know, it's an absolute honor to have him on the show today, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, join me in welcoming the man himself, the same old.
What's going on? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. How you feeling, bro? It's an honor to have you on the show.
I'm good. It's an honor to be here with you.
I know, you know, me and you've actually been messaging back and forth for quite some time. I remember I reached out to you, I think, a hot minute ago.
Probably like a year or two ago.
For real. And you know, you're so busy. You're constantly dropping. I see the motion is fucking real with you. Yeah, so
appreciate you.
I appreciate you coming on the show, bro. It's an absolute honor.
As soon as I touched, the first day I said, yeah, let me go hit him up. You know what I'm saying? Let him know I'm finally here.
Yeah. It was funny. You sent me the message. It was like after, you know, we'd stop talking for like maybe a couple months or something like that. And then you hit me up. I'm like, dude, we'll make space.
Yeah. I didn't forget you.
I appreciate you, bro. like I said, it's an honor to have you on the show, man. How are you feeling?
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of boogers in my nose, but I'm good, you know?
That's fine.
Stuffed up, man. It's that time of year, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I want to jump into just your whole journey. Like I mentioned, you know, to Joey, we talked about in the intro a little bit too, you know, big fans of your music style. I love old school rap. I always have. You know what I mean? I just like the classic beats along with just like a good lyricist or someone that can just like just really speak their mind and you understand exactly what they're saying and they're telling a story through their music and whatnot. And you do that really well, bro. So shout out to you.
Appreciate you.
And it feels like you're bringing back old school hip hop, like the hip hop that people fell in love with. You know what I'm saying?
And
to hear that like sound again, it's just, it feels refreshing, you know?
Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? It's good to hear that. Honestly, I just like how I didn't grow up off it, but it just naturally, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know.
You didn't grow up listening to that?
No, I didn't grow up to listen to, you know, boom bap, you know what I'm saying?
So what were you listening to?
I was listening to like Hannah Montana. No,
I'm man, just, yeah, some country music.
No, but you know, just the vibes, you know what I'm saying? Like it's, that's what the root of it, the boom bap, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Type vibes.
Who do you think was your biggest inspirations when you were first getting into this shit, man?
And biggest inspiration, I mean, I could say Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Lil Wayne, like Currency, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it depends what genre, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It don't matter what genre. If it's somebody in country music that inspired you, who is it? It's probably not country music, but you know what I'm saying?
Michael Jackson, you okay, know what I'm saying? Facts. Like, you know, yeah, like,
for sure.
Just, you know, the dope.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 28.
Okay, word. Okay, so yeah.
95 to infinity, you know?
Okay. Word, okay. And I like that. I feel like that's a good era, too, man. Like, you are getting a lot of that early Wayne stuff. You know what I mean? You're also going to... Michael Jackson, for sure. Later in his career.
Michael Jackson never dies.
Michael Jackson never dies, bro. That's all. For sure. Dude's a legend. And paving the way, for sure, man. One of those guys. Like, I listened to Michael Jackson a lot when I was a kid, bro. My grandma was actually a huge Michael Jackson fan.
I ain't surprised. He was in many decades. Bro,
I know, man. Yeah. Like, my grandma, she was obsessed with him. She had, I think I spoke on this.
Didn't she have a cutout?
She had a fucking giant cutout of Michael Jackson, bro. When he passed away, it was, like, right next to the fucking TV. I'm like, this just, it feels wrong. You know what I mean? It feels fucking wrong. But
y'all remember where y'all was at when he passed away?
I do actually remember exactly where I was at. Where were you at?
I was in Miami in the car, and everybody, like, the news said he died. Everybody got out of the car on the highway and was just boo-boo crying.
No way.
Like, when they said it on the news, everybody was right there crying.
Dude, see, that shit's insane.
Yeah, like, everybody got the car, like, just crying. Like, it was that crazy.
He was, like, he wasn't even, like, a superstar status. He was, like, a god to a lot of people, bro.
I say that, like, he was, like, one of the closest things we had to a god on earth.
Yeah,
like,
no, literally.
Like, he had that much power.
He did. And Joey mentioned this a few episodes ago. You know, this man, he went to church one time. He was just trying to go to church like a normal day. And it was like he was trying to keep it super low key. And no one really
knew.
One person found out. And then the entire street, bro, like the whole fucking city came out to this fucking church and was just lining up the entire street waiting for him to drive down.
They found out the night before.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it's like to have that impact.
Oh, he was
bro.
With Steve Harvey, I think.
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah.
That was crazy.
And loaded that block. It's just one of those things, bro, where it's. I mean, the influence you have to have. Like, obviously, he was such a great artist, and he was such an influential person, like, just with his whole career and everything. But just for you to you have that power, bro.
Yeah.
It's like some people, you know, they'll throw a live show, and they can't even get people to show up to the fucking live show, and they plan it out 6 months in advance. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know this show's coming up. But with him, it's like a day before, like, you know, people are for sure calling off of work for that shit. Yeah. People don't give a fuck about anything except for Michael Jackson driving down that street, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that there's a lot of positive and negatives that come with having that status, you know, obviously. I think that, you know, things like not even being able to go to, like, a church in private or being able to...
Grocery store, all that.
All that, bro. Yeah,
like,
but
you had to pay just to go grocery shopping, like, just to have people dress up, like, their workers or... No, just to dress up, like, their customers. He paid people just to look like they're grocery shopping.
Oh,
like,
no way.
That was crazy when I heard that.
That's insane.
Yeah. It makes sense, though, bro. Yeah. Like, because, you know, they couldn't keep their cool if he was walking around, you know? I mean, it was just like, he just had this aura about him, you know, where he just connected people, man.
Do you think you or the same olds as a group, like, would you want to get to that point? Like, or would you rather, like, kind of stay low-key and just drop music?
I don't really mind, you know what I'm saying? I'm for the people, you know what I'm saying? Like... I like the just going somewhere and, you know, you embracing the energy in a room. Like, I don't ever see myself trying to be away from the people, like finding myself away from people. I don't ever see that.
So, yeah, you do want it.
Yeah. I'm prepared for it. You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
Yeah, I like it, bro. I think you're on the right track for sure, man.
Appreciate it.
You know, I want to dive deep into just your background a little bit. Are you born and raised Jax?
Nah, Miami.
Miami, okay.
I moved to Jax, like, high school, you know, high school area.
What was the reason? Just family?
Yeah, like, no choice.
Worse, yeah.
We go into Jacksonville and end up moving bigger house, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think the city of Miami kind of had an impact on your, like, creative style and, like, you know, some of the bright colors and things?
Honestly, nah. It was really, you know what I'm saying, like, I'll say it was probably, you know what I'm saying, all right, so I moved to Jax And as soon as I moved to Jack's, I just started getting clowned on for how I was dressing. When as soon as I got, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just looking at how I'm dressing, clowning me, you know what I'm saying? And then I always went to uniform school, so I'm getting clowned on that. As
what the fuck? That's funny.
I'm at uniform schools and getting clowned on, so it was just like, you know, so out of nowhere, like, with the same guys I'll be hanging with all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just, when we go out, we'll just be, you know, like, learning how to talk to the females, start, you know what I'm saying, going to the little mall, doing little stuff, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, everybody will be like, is y'all a group? Like, and then, you know, like, I'm like, yo, everybody keep asking if we a group. And then, you know.
It turned into one.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
at what point did you create the same olds?
10th grade. I was in 10th grade.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And we'll just be dressed up, going out and stuff, and always with each other. And I'm just like, yo. I just call everybody. I'm like, yo, we the same olds. Like, da-da-da. Like, you know what I'm saying? Really, it turned to the same olds because at first it was the same old crew. That's what it was called, the same old crew. And then everybody seen, I told everybody, hey, change your name to same old this, same old that, same old this. Everybody changing their names, you know what I'm saying? And then that's when everybody would just see us like at the fair, anywhere. And it'll be like, or parties, they'll be like, oh, the same olds, like da da da. And then I'm like, okay, yeah, the same old. So the people kind of like, you know, they created a name, like mm-hmm. they made me shorten it out. And then it just stuck. And then we wasn't doing no music at that time, though.
Oh, so it was just like a group of friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We wasn't doing no music. Like, we would probably freestyle, you know what I'm saying, the worst freestyles at the house, like, ever. But we always, like, rapped and stuff. But we wasn't doing no, the music didn't come until, like, later on, you know.
So it was more of just, like, a fun thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys
were
all just doing it because you're a friend group.
And people would ask us what we doing. We would just be like, I don't know.
We just chill.
Yeah, like, yeah.
When you guys were dressing out, when you guys were dressing up, going out, was it, like, extravagant? Like, did people know that you guys were all together? Just like how dressing?
We was the only people, like, we was doing the vintage, like, wearing the old schools at that time. Like, nobody was really doing that, you know what I'm saying? And we was really big on it, and everybody was just, they thought we danced. They couldn't figure out what we did, but, you know what I'm saying, we'll just be on the vintage. We'll be, we was just thrifting before it got crazy, you know what I'm saying? We was sneakers. We was just on the time, and it's just, you know what I'm saying? That's all we did. Like, people just knew us for dressing good. That was literally it.
That's dope. If I was out with a group and, like, with you guys, and, like, people didn't know what we did, and they were like, do you dance? I was just like, everybody just start dancing like some random shit. Like, or, like, do you guys sing?
Like, I danced like a grandpa, like, so I would have just, like, did a robot or something. Like, I don't know.
That's funny, man.
Just and fuck with them.
I think it's cool, too, how it started off as just, like, a friends thing. Like with me and Joey, it's, like, the same thing with this podcast. Like, you know, me and him have been best friends for so long. And I feel like the energy is almost, like, more organic and a little bit, like, it's just healthier energy when you're doing it with, like, your people that you're really close with. And people that you honestly get along with before all this shit starts. It's not just straight business, if that makes sense. It definitely makes the workflow a little bit easier as well. At what point were you guys like, all right, let's drop a song, you know?
Well, no, I ain't gonna lie. I've been, like, making music since I was, like, 7.
Oh, word. Okay.
Yeah, but it was, like, trash. Like, but, you know what I'm saying? And then we made music, like, when I first moved to Jack's. Like, I used to code them. So that was, like, around, like, 8th grade. It's just going to 9th grade. But in the summer, like, we was making music, you know what I'm saying? But we wasn't. That's when MySpace was still around. I don't know if y'all know. But yeah, like, we was just posting music on MySpace. It was trash. High school, posting music, but, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, like, still from school would go listen to it, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always kind of made music, but it was, like, parody type of music. Like, nothing serious.
Was it kind of the same style as
No, not at all. Like, not at all.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you would hear it and be like, dang, that doesn't even sound nothing like
what kind of parody? Like, Weird Al Yankovic parody type? Because that was some weird shit.
Facts.
Like, I'll probably make a song called Ball and Chill, like, and I'll just be the whole time saying, all I do is ball and chill and chill and ball. Like, that's
you definitely made a song like that.
Yeah, like,
he definitely has done that.
Like, that's it. Like, simple songs. Like, it was nothing just lyrical. Vibing. Yeah, vibes.
Yeah.
Like, at what point did you kind of find your lane and realize, you know, that you kind of wanted to go towards this, like, this genre that you're in right now?
I ended up moving to Tally, you know what I'm saying? I moved to Tally, and then the whole, you know what I'm saying, everybody, like, the whole crew, everybody moved to Tally, and then but the first year I was there by myself in Tally. You know what I'm saying? When I'm there, I'm just, like, studying everything. And I'm seeing, like, everybody's coming from all these different, you know, places. So I just tell the crew, hey, just come. You know what I'm saying? It's lit over here. Like, just come. Everybody came the next year. As soon as they came, like, everybody was just fucking with us in tally. So yeah. then I tried to manage somebody, you know what I'm saying? But that didn't really work out. So, you know what I'm saying? Next, you know, he made me get on like the first two songs he got on, you know what I'm saying? Like he just told me to get on, like, yeah. So I'm like, who, me? Like, I'm trash. Like, I ain't make a song since high school at that time. So I'm like, all right. So then I jump on the songs with him, and then everybody like, yo, Kev, like, you sliding, but he trash, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's trash. I'm like, wait, what? And then he wasn't really taking it serious, and I just, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, yo, I'm going to just start rapping, and then it just started growing from there. Like, I'm going to just start rapping, and then the sound just came naturally. Like, I don't know.
It's cool because it's like, it's not just the sound too, because whenever you go over to like your music videos or you go to like the clips you're posting on social media or whatever it is, it's like your energy, it's like the whole energy is completely off. You're not going for like that cool guy, like Mr. fucking, like, you know, play it chill, like play it easy, because a lot of these guys are like trying to play, like, it's like their ego kind of comes involved with it, and so they kind of trying to have this, they're trying to fit this like cookie cutter model that every other rapper is trying to do, you know what I mean? Where they're just like heavy chains all over the place, and they're just kind of, I mean, they can literally just be sitting in a gas station and
it's
just
like they're like wearing rapping. Uniform, like,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's trying to wear the same, like, it's like everything's the same. Like, there's like a certain look that they just want, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like you see people do it, so I'm gonna do what they do type vibes. Like, nice. Okay, you know what I'm saying? I listen to him, he's a tough guy, I think. So let me, you know what I'm saying? Let me just do what he's doing. So
yeah, for sure. And you're vibe is definitely a lot different than that, you know, like in your videos you guys are just fucking so lit, it looks like. I mean, it's just like, I like how you guys will kind of match the video to the song that you're making. Obviously, you know, I think a lot of people try to do that, but it ends up still kind of looking like that same cookie cutter formula.
You know,
but
what's crazy though, to go back a little bit, those same guys, you know, with the tough guy image, like, they'll pull me to the side all the time saying, you look, yo, I wish I could do that shit. Like, that shit right there.
That's
like
dope.
Like, they say that's what the type of stuff they want to be making, but they just don't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they can't. They don't want to go to that
they're
route.
Scared.
But that's, yeah, they're scared. Yeah. But that's where, you know what I'm saying? They really mess with the vibes. They just got to be on the other side. But, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They still like it. You know what I'm saying?
I wanted to mention that me and Nick were talking about this earlier when I listened to a lot of your music, bro. Like, I was digging deep.
Yeah, yeah.
I could not find anywhere where you were like malicious or trying to like diss somebody.
Oh no,
either you hide it really well or like you're really like good at like really sliding it in there, but like I'm listening, I'm like trying to see if like you got any like beef or anything. I'm like, damn bro, like everybody loves this guy, it seems. Yeah. Like you have nothing bad to say,
genuine bars.
Yeah, yeah. I just be dissing myself because like I be trying myself, so I'm like, fuck you bro.
But are you dissing yourself because you got you got different personalities, you know what I'm saying, in the songs?
No, I don't be dissing myself. I just be, you know what I'm saying, trying to, I really just do whatever I feel like the beat wants me to do to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just flow.
There is multiple songs too where it's you kind of playing like you almost have, it sounds like it's a feature of yourself.
Yeah,
like, you know, you'll be like the main person on the song, but then it sounds like somebody else is on it with you, you know? And I'm like, oh my God, that's the same fucking person.
Yeah.
And it's, it's cool how you're able to kind of have that versatility and like hop on your own track essentially and make it kind of, there's been multiple songs, obviously like the one, Dragon Heads, where it's like, you know, there's a chick in it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even in that song, like when you hop back into different parts of it, I'm like, it sounds like a different person, you know, it's still fire. Obviously it sounds like the other person, you know, just as good as you obviously, but
I can't lie. Like the chick, she hatched and I mean, she turned to a chicken, so she's not a chick anymore. She's a chicken now.
Wait, what? Hold on.
No, because he said there was a chick.
She grew up.
Yeah, she's a chicken now, so okay. You know what I'm saying?
She's a hen.
Yeah, yeah.
Got you.
Oh, I love it. That's great, bro. And, you know, I do feel like with your own musical style, I feel like there's going to be a lot of things that kind of come with it that are going to be struggles that typically, like, most artists aren't going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
When you're going for that same cookie-cutter formula, you're not really, what's the word, like, going outside of any boundaries or like trying to break out of a box or anything like that, where it's with you, it's like, it almost looks like you're trying to like bring back old school hip hop, if that makes sense. And, I'd say even in a better way, you know?
Cause yeah, I'm more so like, you know what I'm saying? Like just every, you know, I'm just coming in how I feel like I'm supposed to come. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't be like, oh, try to revive this sound or da da da. Like, that's not my intentions at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just be making what I feel like I want to, you know, hear. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? I make what I feel like I want to hear and what I feel like the people want to hear. You know what I'm saying? So I just, and then at the same time, I don't really be caring. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Honestly, the people around me, they don't even listen to my music. You know what I'm saying? So, but I just make what I feel. You know what I'm saying? I just make what I feel. I don't be needing no approval, what's it or not. I just make what I like.
Have you always been like an overly confident person?
Yeah.
You strike me as someone that doesn't really struggle with confidence, which is great for what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and you put out the content that you're putting out as well. Like, what people were saying, like, I could never do what you're doing, because it's like they're trying to fit this ego or they're trying to fit this, like, this vibe of being like the cool guy. You know what I mean? Of being the guy that doesn't care about nothing. You know, the guys like go with the flow. Like, you know, I get money and that's it, you know?
And it's like, who named this as the cool thing? Like, it's
for
like,
sure. It's
where did this come from? We need to figure out where that came from. Like, why is that, you know?
Yeah. No, I don't think it's a great standard.
Nobody want to be themselves nowadays. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why everybody gets exposed nowadays. Like, all these rappers getting exposed because they're not really street or they getting exposed. But they was, you know what I'm saying? It was never really like that for real. So,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like they started something not really being them.
I feel like you would have a lot of people that would relate to you that aren't even rap fans. Like, a lot of people would relate to you just because you are being yourself and because you're like, okay, this is a branch of rap that I can get behind. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's like for me and Joey, it's like, you know, we're not out here fucking, you know, we're not living the street life or anything like that. And so sometimes it's like, we'll listen to certain songs and I'm like, I fuck with this song heavy, but
can't relate to it.
Yeah, me saying this, like, it's like definitely not with the life that I'm living at all, you know? But with a lot of your music, I'm like, dude, this shit is fucking, now this I can get behind, you know? And I think that a lot of other fans probably feel that same way, where it's, they fuck with rap, but just the state that rap is in right now, where it's constantly talking about killing and drugs and sex and all this shit. It's like, great topics, you know what I'm saying? But it can't be like the only thing. Like, you got to have some substance in there eventually, right?
I'm not going to lie. I found out what the problem is. The problem is, like, you know what I'm saying? They're calling everything rap. You know what I'm saying? There's no categories. Like, you see how there's like classic rock, you know what I'm saying? All these different types of rocks, you know what I'm saying? Like, different cat. But when it comes to rap, like, people singing on a song and they call that rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people singing. Or when it comes to, like, dang, it's like, okay, people singing, they'll call that rap. People making pain music, they're calling that rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? True. People's making drill, they don't call that drill, they call that rap. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we need categories. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll call the rock, what Trippie Redd do, rap. You know what I'm saying? They call everything rap. So that's really the problem.
Like anything with a high beat and an 808, it's rap.
Yeah, facts, you know what I'm saying? They're calling everything rap, you know what I'm saying? See, and I ain't trying to sound crazy, but you know what I'm saying? Okay. Honestly, all right, for instance, anything, you know what I'm saying, anything a black person do right now, they call that rap. For instance, like, when Lil Nas first blew, the first thing they said, you know what I'm saying, oh, he's a rapper. He had to jump and say, nah, I'm a country singer, right, immediately, because they try to place him in that box, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's like they only give the black people rap, hip-hop, and R&B. You know what I'm saying? So it's
facts.
That's literally all they want to give, you know what I'm saying, give the black people. So, but everybody else, they'll give them a whole bunch of different categories. But it's like, you know what I'm saying?
That's such a good
point. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
If you're talking about like EDM and stuff, it's obviously you got house, you got techno, you've got bass music, you've got like all these different genres and subgenres within themselves. But with rap, you are kind of making a good point where it's like, when do you hear people talk about, like, I mean, we were even trying to describe it in the intro. It's like, his genre is so different. We were trying to even mention some of the other genres, and I was just like, slow rap. You know what I mean? Like, that's
not,
like,
slow rap.
No, not his. I'm saying, other different genres. Where it was like, you know, we were comparing some of the other artists, and I was just like, what do you even call that, really? Because you are right. It is kind of just one giant box of all this different kind of music.
Yeah, it's like, and that's the problem of it. Like, people saying, oh, hip hop's not, but like, it's not at the state it should be at, but that's why it's not at that state, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll say the big dogs ain't stepping up to say, yo, this ain't rap, this is but there's still not an issue. It's just this, and then that's this, and then but if we all, you know, put the things in the correct category, then there won't be no problems, and they won't. But when they put everything as rap, it makes people say, oh, hip hop's dying or da da da, but it's not really dying.
It's oversaturated.
It's not that. It's just it's not placed in the right category. You know what I'm saying? Like everything's placed like it's like the. It's like foods that don't go together, but they're trying to make it go together. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Put it over here, and then whoever likes that food, they good over there. Put it over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's getting, you know what I'm saying? It's like naming something. It's the wrong name. You know what I'm saying? It's like putting something together that's not supposed to be there.
Mislabeled.
And I see exactly. Mislabeled. So there it is.
That's a good one.
Mislabeling.
I see exactly how that would have an effect on kind of everyone having this like cookie cutter, like ego and things like that. Mm-hmm. Because if everyone is trying to just be a rapper and do their own thing, like there's no subcategory for them to feel comfortable in like what you're saying. Yeah. So for them, they're like, oh, I know the only way to make it is to do what all these other big famous rappers have done and mm-hmm. do their exact same route. But in reality, you're a different artist than them. But just because you're fitting into this box or fitting into these certain standards, it's like you're a rapper. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But in reality, it's like you are a different kind of rapper. And I'm curious now, what kind of genre would you consider your own music to be? Like, what subcategory of rap would you say? You can use any word. Like, I mean, obviously, we're sitting here. Like, it's like, there's not very many.
Dang, that's a tricky one.
It is. Because, like, I would obviously want to say, like, a part of me, as soon as I ask that question, I'm immediately thinking, like, that old school, like, that classic hip-hop, mm-hmm. just, like,
hip-hop
vibes, you know, from back in the day and stuff. But
I could probably actually call it hip-hop and rap.
You like, actually could.
But that's like what it actually is. Yeah, it's not what rap is today.
Yeah,
it's old hip hop.
So
rap.
Yeah, I can actually call it that. But and that's a, you know, if we had a categories, everybody would be placed in there. You know what I'm saying? We just need a place. We need more categories is what I'm trying to say. That's the problem. Sure. There's not, you know what I'm saying? So we could separate it and then everything will make more sense. So then, you know what I'm saying? People will know where to go to find what they're looking for.
So how would you separate it? Like, what other subtopics would there be? Like, street rap?
I was going to say even, like a funk rap. Like, yours is almost like a funk rap, if that makes sense, where it's, like, very genuine, like Joey would mention before. You know, you're not sitting there fucking dissing people 24-7. You're not. It's almost just, like, a funky, like,
I ain't going to lie. That might be it. That might be it. Like, if that's not, we need a funky category.
Yeah. For sure. And especially just, you know, with some of the interviews you've done in the past and some of the music videos you have, it's like, you're definitely stepping outside the box with a lot of the things you're doing. Outfits go hard, brother.
Appreciate
gotta give
you
your flowers with that, man. The dude knows how to dress, you know? It's cool, too, that you kind of own that as well, you know? A lot of the people, whenever they listen to your music or they listen to any of the stuff you're putting out, you know, you got the eyes rolled back far. You know what I mean? You're making a funny face in this picture. You're doing that. And I think that energy is kind of like what this genre needs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To kind of show other artists as well, like, you know, you don't have to fucking change who you are to try to fit this mold so that you can make it.
I'm happy you said that. Change who you are. Like, back to the fashion, the problem too with that, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people are pretty much doing like things that's not even them. Meaning, like, it could be somebody. All right, say you got the coat. Both of y'all got the coldest outfits in the room. Everybody going crazy, you know what I'm saying? And then they see me wear that outfit. They're like, dang, wait, I'm wearing the exact same thing y'all wearing. And they like, dang, nah, what's he doing? Like, you got to, they'll be like, and they say I look trash with the same clean, super raw fits y'all wearing. But it's like, meaning, you know what I'm saying? You got to just be the right person.
Just because,
like,
it's good for us, it's like, not good for somebody else.
And that's the problem. Like, everybody's feeling like, it's like they're wearing a disguise.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really them. Like, you know what I'm saying? People doing, it's like you stay in your lane, but you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to try, you know what I'm saying? It's, you got to know your lane type jump. Like,
and it's almost like you're kind of like what is the word? You're like a victim of like the societal standards, right? Like, if society's telling you that this outfit is what's cold and this is what's looking dope, then it's like, this is what I need to be wearing. This is what I need to try out. Even though when you pop out with that, it's not for you. Like,
that's you're not putting yourself in a box. That's you're obvious. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You don't even have to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it don't fit you right. It don't look good on you.
I don't want to go back to this word, but you don't got the swag for it. You know what I'm saying? You don't got the swag for it. So it's like, it got to be you. You know what I'm saying? It got to be natural. So that's all. That be a lot of the problem too. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot. Like,
for sure.
I say this all the time. Like, art, a lot of forms of art is watered down, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to say it, like music, fashion, sneakers, you know what I'm saying? Film, everything's watered down. Okay, no, I love film though. Film,
but no, but there is certain apps, aspects.
Music
of film.
Videos,
music. Oh, music True, videos for yeah, sure, yeah. brother, for sure. That's a fact. And I think also there's certain types of even films that I feel like are very watered down now. Like, I mean, dude, when was the last time you saw a good comedy? Like, I'm just throwing that out there. You know what I mean?
There's certain
types of movies that are not even like
scary existing. Movies.
Dude, scary movies are just fucking like the exact same thing nowadays. It's like just a couple jump scares three times throughout a movie and then a ton of suspense.
You know what's gonna happen before it's even over.
For sure. And it's just not I think film is actually a good one. I love films too, and I think that's one of the reasons why I immediately grabbed onto that when you said that, because you do kind of feel like, especially with me and Joey, I mean, you know, you're not the first music artist we've had on here. I mean, it's like we've had so many different kinds of music artists, and it's cool that we've done like so many different genres. But even with like the music video styles that a lot of these genres are putting together, they are kind of very similar when you think about it, you know, and it doesn't actually look like there's a plan, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
With me and Joey, whether it's an on the road episode, whether it's a guest that we've never interviewed before, or like a type of guest we've never interviewed before, whatever it is, we try to formulate like a plan so that it looks smooth and it looks like this is something that is just that it looks like something that is
supposed to happen.
Yeah, it's supposed to happen and different as well. You know what I mean? But also with you, it looks like your shit's planned out. Like, it looks like you're like, okay, this is my idea for a music video. We're going to bring this idea to life, in a sense. Where some people, it's like, all right, grab the cameraman. You know what I mean? We're going to get three locations. We're going to go to a gas station. Yeah. We're going to go to the side of a fuck, like, alley. And then we're going to go to the fucking, you know, like, sitting by my car or something on a roof or whatever it is. Just some random shit.
Car on a
and,
roof.
Well, you know, rooftop parking. Yeah. I'm not talking about roof of a house.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, just something where it's like the same kind of like same categories or whatever.
Format,
and they're
everything.
Just walking around the fucking car, or they're just kind of like walking back and forth for the thing. But with you guys, it's like
outfits.
It's so much more than that. Yeah. It's so much Appreciate more than that. It's just like, it's loud, bro. Mm-hmm. It's like there's multiple songs where, I mean, I really liked a lot of the songs that I went through on y'all Spotify and things like that, where I don't need the video. But then there's other songs where I'm like, I didn't like this song until I saw the fucking video.
Yeah, it'd be like
and
that.
And I'm like, this video fucking goes hard, man. And you know, I think that's a good effect to have on people.
Yeah.
And I think in some people's cases, their music videos almost like hinder their growth or kind of like hurt them in a way, because it's like you can tell that they did not take the time with this. It's just you hired a videographer, you paid them, you know, you found them the lowest price videographer that you can have, all on a budget.
Sometimes the video can mess up the song.
Yes, bro. Yeah, 100%, man. And no, ton of respect for you guys and everything that you're doing with these videos, man.
Appreciate it.
Next level shit for real, man.
Yo. I ain't gonna lie, like a lot of the watered down stuff falls from social media. Like, you're able to see everything. Meaning, all these other states, like, we're able to see how they dress in New York. We're able to easily, like, you know what I'm saying? You can see it right there in your phone. You can see what's in and what's not in other places. And then, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's, that's why right now everybody's doing the same exact thing. Nowhere has their own identity no more. You know what I'm saying?
That is such a good point.
Yeah, like, New York sounds like the South right now. Or they doing that drill stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's not New York's identity. You know what I'm saying? Or, all right, I ain't gonna lie. When it comes to it, Florida sounds like Florida. Florida, get everything.
Does its own thing,
yeah, Florida, right. You get everything. Like, that's Florida. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Florida's versatility. You know what I'm saying? Super versatile. You know what I'm saying? The whole South. The South, you know what I'm saying? Like, the South is popping. Like,
yeah.
We popping on
we
the
are,
South.
We are, bro.
Like,
I hate to say it. We are,
like,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? And so, a lot of times, like, a lot of places lost their identity, and that's a big problem too. Like, nowhere has this true identity, and they ran away from it. And honestly, I don't think, you know what I'm saying, it's far gone. Like, until the next wave comes for, but I feel like waves are coming for everybody. It's not just a state. There's a wave and a, you know, it's not, nowhere has a signature anymore. Like, it's just.
And the thing is when, like, generations ago, right? Like, when, you know, if you're a kid growing up and it's like 20 years ago or even 10 years ago, what you're basing your music off of, or, you know, what influences you're taking away are the people that are around you and stuff. And, like, you're taking away the influences of, like, people that you're listening to that are in your hometown and people that you've seen live in your hometown, or, like, maybe your dad listens to, like, some old school guys from your hometown or whatever. And you're taking that in, as opposed to now a lot of these younger artists are taking in what they see on the internet, which can be from anywhere.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you've got these guys in New York sound like Florida rappers. Mm-hmm. You've got these guys that are in Oakland sounding like fucking Texas rappers.
Yeah.
And you've got just all these different kinds of mixed genres because of social media, which is a great thing. And I think that it's cool that a guy in Oakland can be a Florida rapper if he wants to sound like a Florida rapper. But at the same time, it does take out that aspect of, no, you're from Oakland. I want that Oakland sound. Like people that like having that, you know, West Coast beat or whatever it is, it's like they're going to be looking for those West Coast guys. But nowadays, that's not even the case. You might get a guy that has a good West Coast sound over here in fucking, you know, Jack's Beach or whatever. It's an interesting concept. It really is.
Literally, it's like, but it waters down. Like, that's why everything, they're saying hip-hop is on a decline for that reason. Nowhere has its identity, you know what I'm saying? That's why they say hip-hop is on a decline right now. Like, it's cool to, you know, just to know everybody could, like you said, like a Texas guy sounded like a Florida guy. It's cool to know that, but hip-hop's on a decline for a reason. Facts. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, but that's, and it's not going to fix.
No.
There's no fixing it. It's just... Nope. Unless we get them categories.
I think, facts, you get the categories, or you get more guys like yourself that aren't afraid to just be themselves, right? Like, the thing is either way, no matter what your influences are or whatever, you're kind of trying to, like, mold yourself into being this kind of artist, just be yourself in the end of the day, you know what I mean? Make the music you want to make, regardless of what the fans want to hear, regardless of what you think is the correct formula to get to where you want to get to. Like, just make what you want to make, bro, and just be genuine with it. I think a lot of people, too, kind of see... you know, the process just as a social media thing. Like, they'll see people, it's like, oh, they're like, oh, okay, I want to become a rapper. And then within like 2 years, it's, you know, they got songs popping off and doing all this stuff. And they all they think is like, okay, I just got to get in the studio and make a couple songs.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, we didn't even know this about you, but like, you've been making music since you're seven.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's the process is long. It's a journey.
It's a long time.
And a lot of people put too much emphasis on what they see on social media and too much power in the hands of the people that are posting on social media, you know? And I've definitely been a victim of that too at times. You know, you look at podcasts out there and I'm like, oh my God, like,
you want to do what they're doing.
And you want to be on that level.
Can't rush the process, bro.
And in the end of the day, there's also so much groundwork that goes in before that. And
social media fools you though, because you see how that's the poison of it, you know what I'm saying? You're seeing how it's just making you like, dang. But a lot of times you got to remember, a lot of people ain't living like that.
Yeah,
so it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know some people who will take a picture next to a car and that's not even theirs. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just put it on. They only going to show you the good. They don't show you. You know what I'm saying? It just look good, but you don't know what's in the background. So
100%.
But you know what's in your background. You know what I'm saying? You know what's in y'all background. You know what y'all got going on. So
facts, man. I like it. I'm glad we went on this tangent because I feel like a lot of people need to hear this, especially guys that are wanting to become rappers, but they don't, like... And me and Joey, if we ever became rappers, bro, it's like, we can't talk about
what
this
y'all
shit.
Rap names would be?
Mine would be J Money. Something like that.
So I like
J Money.
Me and my boys, I don't know if you ever heard of Rap Chat back in the day. This is the first time he's talked about this.
I'm so excited.
So there used to be this app in high school called Rap Chat. I think it's still around, I'm pretty sure. And
you know it's still around.
Yeah, it's probably still around. But
you said Rap Chat?
Rap Chat. It's like Snapchat, but for rapping.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's corny as fuck, but it's cool because producers go in there and they share their beats. And typically, like, you know, you would eventually get off of Rap Chat and go record the song somewhere else. But for fun, you can, like, throw a pair of headphones in with a good little microphone and rap over these beats and then send it to your buddies, and your buddies can hop on it. It's just, like, a little stupid thing. And originally, me and my buddy would do it as, like, we'd make diss tracks about, like, our ex-girlfriends and shit in high school. You know what I mean? Just stupid shit. And so, you know, me and my best friend, shout out JD, you know, we'd hop on this app and do different things. My name was Young Spark Plug because I used to have this old-ass truck. If you know about the spark plugs in a truck, my truck, the spark plugs would go out like every other week. You know what I mean? So I always had spark plugs on me.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I need that spark plug, so I was Young Spark Plug. And old ass, it was like an 87 Dodge pickup truck. Like, it was a piece of shit, bro. It was an old ass truck.
I got one little quick question.
Yeah.
Can you just spit one lyric?
No, that's one lyric.
Your favorite lyric that you're...
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You got to do it too, though. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I got one.
With the eye roll.
Oh, okay. Good.
Let me think. Okay, so I do have one. It's a white-ass lyric, okay? So you got to...
Oh, yeah,
work
good.
With me, you know what I'm saying?
Is it the one? It's just one line.
Yeah.
One line.
So it says, it goes... You know I got the gas. I'll fill your bitch up like it's Buc-ee's.
Okay, I can respect it.
you know, because Bucky's got 100 gas pumps. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bucky's the shit. And that's obviously like a very.
He goes to Bucky's every day for lunch.
Every day. I love Bucky's, bro. I fuck with Bucky's. And, I remember when I became with that one, I was like, yeah, I might have
a love that shit. I knew he was going to use that one too.
Yeah, I love
that's crazy.
The Bucky's one is funny as fuck. And, obviously it's like same thing. It's like you get to get on rap chat and we'd kind of. You know, we'd act wild on that bitch, bro. It's like things that we would never be able to say and things we can't even relate to. It's like we can go out there and kind of just like say whatever and just
be yourselves.
Yeah, for real.
You could be yourselves. You could have fun.
Have fun with it, bro. That's what the only reason we ever took it, you know, like we're ever doing the Apple just because it was fun as fuck.
That boy spits bars too. Yeah.
Never in a million years thought that like we'd actually, you know, we'd never actually make a song out of this shit. We never actually put it out on the internet or whatever, but it was always just kind of a fun thing to do. And, for the people that are real close to me, like they know that Rap Chat was fucking legit back in the day,
Shout out to Rap Chat.
Shout out Rap Chat.
Nick was the king of Rap Chat. He was on that bitch.
I did have a nice little following on that bitch. I'm not gonna lie. I had a little Rap Chat. My little Rap Chat following was going hard.
Spark plug.
What's your favorite line you've ever dropped?
Fee, fi, fo, I got 10 dime hoes. Fuck your weak lines, you'll get exposed. Breath of fresh air, different, same old song. Hip hop is alive, can we all get along?
Ooh. That shit right there, boy.
I love it.
I like that line. I like that line.
Golly.
Appreciate it.
And you're very lyrical, bro. Like a lot of the songs that you're dropping, it's like I like how you definitely take time with your lyrics, and there's no way you're freestyling this shit every single time, right?
Oh no, I let you write all my songs,
huh? See, wait. You always say this crazy ass shit. Hold on, let me tell you, because earlier this shit pissed me the fuck off. When we met this motherfucker, we meet him. We're like, hey, I'm Nick. Hey, I'm Joey. Hey, I'm Kev. And then he's walking back to his car, and he's like, so wait, y'all are Kev, I'm Nick and Joey? And I'm like, what the fuck did he just say? I was so confused. It just threw me off so hard. You did that shit again, man. Damn.
You're a funny motherfucker.
Yeah, you're funny
bro.
As fuck.
And I like you gotta catch people, keep people on their toes, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's definitely.
I seen the curveball. You was like, wait.
I know,
he exposed me.
He said that. I was like, what the
he
fuck?
Was like, I do write for you.
Yeah.
So, you
know. Yeah, I'll send you your next song next week, bro. that's funny. And where do you think you take that from? Like, because a lot of people will hop on the beat and they'll just be saying whatever fucking rhymes and whatever sounds good. You know what I mean? Do you like just making timeless music and shit that's going to sound good years from now? And it's not
I think about everything I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because you're putting that energy out. So, you know what I'm saying? Before I used to just like flow. You know what I'm saying? I had to learn how to just flow first to keep, you know, to find the correct melodies. But then, you know what I'm saying? I really started taking a time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need a curse here. I could find like a whole bunch of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could find a whole bunch of other ways to put it. I feel like I don't take the easy way out no more just saying whatever. Cause every time I'll make a song in the early beginning, I'll be like, dang, I could have said this. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I took the easy way out. So I like, you know what I'm saying? So now my process is different. Like, I go over it many times, like each line, and you know what I'm saying? Until I feel like, okay. You know what I'm saying? That's good. That's good. I'm not going to listen to it after I record and be like, dang, I shouldn't have said that type junk. Facts. So now I just, you know, I just pay attention to every line, fix words. You know what I'm saying? If something sounded weak, I'll go back and fix it up. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the easy way out. I make it hard. I try to make it as hard as possible for me. Because sure. I know by the time it gets to the people, you know what I'm saying, that they'll appreciate it. Like, you know.
100%. What do you do first, the lyrics or the beat?
I do... Like, what you mean?
Do you build your song off a beat, or do you have a song written and you find
Nah, it got to be the right beat, and then I find the right melodies. Like, I'll just be, I call it flow styling, you know what I'm saying? Flow styling, you're not having no lyrics. You're just like, you'll hear a beat, you're like, you know how you're going to come.
Yeah.
You just got to find the flows, because the flows is like you're finding the right instruments. You know what I'm saying? Your voice is the instrument. So you're finding the right way to come. You're not just coming rapping. You got to come in the right way. And then boom, I record myself just saying like, you know, the melody, like of how I'm coming. And then I just, you know what I'm saying? I save those in my notes, and then I just start putting actual words there. And then it's going to be a draft words, like, the first set of words going to be trash, but I'm just putting some words so I could kind of know. And then I start fixing it along the way after I got all the flows I'm using. I connect all the flows and the structure where I'm putting the flows. And then after that, I start putting the correct lines, you know what I'm saying? Fixing the lines. Some lines be good already, so I don't have to change it. And then boom, I'm just fixing it. And then it starts turning to whatever it's turning to, like what the song's about. I start finding a topic off that. Like, okay. Like, but I don't really be knowing, like, oh, I'm gonna rap about this. Nah, that's never in my mind. Like, yeah. I just like, so it's like, it's coming, like, what the song's gonna be about.
You build it.
Yeah, I build it from scratch.
I love that. That's what I'm saying, bro. And you can definitely see that in your music. One song that in particular stands out to me is it's a newer one that you dropped. It's 10 Freaky Girls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fuck with that song, bro.
Appreciate it.
Go hard. I don't know what it is, bro. It's just like, just the way your, I guess your flow style in that one, or you know what I mean? The way that you kind of just structured that song, bro, just goes so hard. And with the beat, it's a great combination. You killed it.
Appreciate it.
Do you have a specific song that's kind of your favorite, like a personal favorite?
Dang, I got a lot of songs, like unreleased, released, but probably released. What we doing released?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, what's your number one song? And then afterwards, I want to know your number one music video.
Dang, da-da-da-da-da-da. Probably my, dang, that's so tricky. That's so tricky.
Because every song's a little bit different.
Yeah,
bro.
That's why it's like.
And I would even say like, I really like Knockout Freestyle. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck it is, bro, but it's just like you sound better than the original fucking song. Like,
damn. A point where you just started running and like, yeah. I like caught myself doing this. I'm like, damn.
I didn't realize that song, and shout out to obviously the original, but you crush it on that, bro. Like, you just fit that beat so well, and I'm like, this right here.
Shout out to LL. You know what I'm saying? They team showed love, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely have a lot of respect for him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. Shout out to LL Cool J, bro, because there's a lot of different songs I feel like you could hop on and do that same thing too. Mm-hmm. But that was just a great choice by you, brother.
That's a lot of people's favorite, you know what I'm saying? A lot, you know what I'm saying? I know
it's one of your most played on Spotify, I believe.
Yeah, too. Yeah, yeah. Knockout Freestyle. It's that last part. I know it's that last part.
Yeah, yeah.
That last part. I'll say mine would probably have to be, I don't know. I can't tell you. You know what I'm saying? They all sound different.
That's a good answer, though, because it's like you obviously, it's not like you're just putting out music for the people. Like, you truly love all the music you're putting out. So, fucking respect to you, bro.
Everything sounds different, so.
Do you have a specific music video that stands out to you, like one that you really like personally?
Dang. Okay, I'll say probably Really Kev. All right, that's the one. It sticks out to everybody because I had a diaper on the bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Really, Kev. And because people kept stopping, cheering me on too. Like, it was like, this is lit.
Yeah.
And then probably my High Top Whites. Like, that was a dope one. It was like Warriors, like themed off the Warriors movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, probably those two.
I like that. Yeah, you definitely go all out with your music videos,
appreciate
bro.
And
like
appreciate.
With the pictures with the pacifier and stuff. Yeah, yeah, I'm like, dude's a fucking legend, appreciate. Bro. And that's why, you know, I kind of wanted to ask about the confidence thing earlier on in the episode, because it's like you have to just stand on it whenever you're out there doing this shit, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it's so hard to, for a lot of people, it's like they're so worried about other people's reactions or just about the negativity that comes afterwards or just the hate or whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, dude, you don't give a fuck about that. And I think you not giving a fuck about that makes people not want to hate on it, because they're like, this dude just being himself. He's just him, you know? Mm-hmm. So shout out to you, bro. I think that's legendary.
Appreciate it.
There is certain songs that I could see you, that are kind of like that older genre, like what you're talking about, where I could see you hopping on it and really crushing it. Mm-hmm. But I think you got to be particular, too. Because, you know, I mean, you don't want to. There's already like with Knockout Freestyle, like that song, bro, it's already such a banger as it is.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Before you even remix it or anything, it's already such a great song. So you almost have to come on it harder.
Yeah.
And just be like, you know, you have to almost go that extra mile. You know what I mean?
I'll say like the fact that I'm able to flip a song, like an old song, you know what I'm saying? And get on it a whole different way to where they'll like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, people will jump on a remix or a new, you know, a song, and they'll come in with the same exact flow.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I could come on a whole different way and people still accept it, like, I really appreciate that. Like, I'm not going to come on. A lot of times, like if I'm getting on an old song, there's songs I never heard the original.
Really?
So, and that's a good thing.
That's good. Yeah. That's
so really it's good. Like when I come on it, and then it'll be like, there will be people going crazy, like, you know, in a good way. Like, they going crazy, da-da-da. But a lot of times, like, it'll be me, like, listening to the fans. Like, you know what I'm saying? The fans be tossing me songs and, like, yo, I want to see you get on this. So if I listen to one and I like it, like, oh, okay. know what I'm saying? I'll mess with it and then jump on it. But I just be, you know, sometimes, you know, yeah.
You
just
do you like doing cover beats like that? Because I honestly love hearing old songs get replayed in those beats again, because mm-hmm. they are so timeless. And to hear something new with that nostalgic beat, like, it just, like, makes you want to listen to the song, regardless of, like, who it is. If I hear that beat, I want to listen to that song.
It's like a joy you get to when you, you know what I'm saying, after making a song, you're like, dang, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's like you get a really good joy when you find out, this don't sound nothing like the original version. Yeah. So that excites me right there. Like, it's like, okay. And it's like, I didn't have to try to force that. It's just natural. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, and the fact people still mess with it, you know what I'm saying? That's what excites me.
Yeah, and boys, I want to go ahead and just shift this conversation a little bit and jump into Joey's top three. Ooh. How about it?
Yeah. Okay.
Joey's top three. So I know Joey's got a good one cooking up today. I don't know.
I actually
what it
did,
is,
but it changed because
because
you fucked me up, man. Because it happens. I'm gonna tell you what it was. Okay. It was gonna be because of your style. I wanted to know your top three like old school rappers. Do you have a top three old school rappers?
Okay, I could do old school and new school.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Word. Top three, okay. There's no order, though.
That's fine.
I have to say Tupac is on that list. This old school first.
Mm-hmm.
We're just doing rap. Tupac's on that list.
Say it.
He said say it. You know what I'm saying? I have to say Mystical.
Wow.
Yeah, Mystical is one of them. You know what I'm saying?
I was not expecting that.
The third is a tie. Well, no. It might be a tie between. I could do a tie?
Yeah, sure.
You can do whatever you want.
This is your show.
The tie might be between, like, Biggie and Redman.
Word. Okay. Damn.
Yeah. That would be the tie.
That's all right, solid. New school.
It'll have to be. Oh, Lil Wayne, Currency.
And then for sure.
That third one, I'll probably give it to J. Cole.
Ooh, I love it. Thank you.
I thought he was going to say Jay-Z, so when he said Jay, I was like, how did I know that? That's fucking crazy. And then he said J. Cole. See, but I like that you said J. Cole, too, because very lyrical again. Like another guy where, dude, his fucking bars are real. You mm-hmm. know, he's a legend for sure. That's a good top three. What was your actual top three that you were going to do for this?
That was the one. Like, that's what I wanted to say, but then he said he didn't grow up on that music, so I didn't know if...
Oh, no,
like,
I was trolling you.
See, there you go again, man. Oh, damn. Man. Holy shit.
You got lost in the troll.
You know my hair color. You know I'm blonde, right? Like, I'm going to believe right the now. Shit that you say. I really thought my name was Kev when you asked me. I'm like, is my name Kev?
You can't troll this motherfucker, dude. He'll be so confused.
He got the answer at the end, though. You know what I'm saying?
Brother, he'll be calling me, like, you know, weeks from now, and he'll be like, hey, so when I was watching that episode, I'm just now realizing that he was definitely joking when he said this. Yeah. No sarcasm with this guy.
What's your top three?
For old school or new school?
Old school, both. Old school first.
Let
both
me go first. Yeah, yeah, go first.
Okay,
got this.
I'm going to go first. Shit. Old school. Tupac's on there, yeah. I like Biggie too. Can I have both of them on there?
Yeah, of course.
Damn, old school. Shit, I don't know. Name some. I'm blanking. Hold on.
You just gotta pick three.
I know, but I'm not good on the spot. Hold on.
Do you want me to go? And you can kind of just steal one of mine.
Go.
So old school. I'm gonna go. No specific order. N.W.A. Tupac's Raw. And then is young Jay-Z, is that old school enough? Or
see, that's what came into my head. Was Jay-Z.
Say younger Jay-Z, bro, like the early days Jay-Z, that shit is just, oh, I don't know why, man. I just like that like New York style, like good rap.
Ice Cube,
solid.
He's in NWA.
That's NWA.
Yeah, so I know, but like Ice Cube specifically, there's a few songs.
That's a good three for you, I think. That fits in that number three spot.
Appreciate
solid.
You.
Ice Cube.
All right, New School.
Ooh. Weezy, my number one all time is Weezy.
He's like an original though.
Okay.
Yeah. Like he's like old school and new school. But Weezy, he's on there. Shit, I'm going like Future.
Future, okay.
Very influential.
We was just listening to him in the car.
Yeah, he just dropped that new album. That shit goes hard.
Kendrick. I like J. Cole too, but like they're all beefing right now.
They not. It's friendly.
I know, but that's just so ugly.
I think top three, like, guys, it's so hard for me to not say Drake on there just because when I was younger and shit, bro, it's like anytime Drake would drop, that was just like the biggest thing for that entire month.
He's got his damn flowers.
For sure. He does have his flowers. I'm going to still throw him on there anyway just because, I mean, he's a goat with that shit. And I'd probably go Weezy, Drake. And then should I just go all Young Money like Tiger?
Yeah, Nicki Minaj.
No.
I was like, okay, Tiger. That's crazy.
Fuck, that's crazy as fuck, bro. I wouldn't dare say.
There's nothing wrong with Tiger. It's just he don't really drop in anymore, the top three.
No, he wouldn't be in my top three. I don't listen to him enough. Okay. But
I like his sound though. I kind of wish he would drop
new school. I mean, everyone that listens to this pod knows that I'm a big Mac Miller guy, and so even though he's passed, I might have to put Mac Miller on my three.
Speaking of Mac Miller, you covered a Mac Miller beat, and I love that.
Hey, I was just gonna say, yeah, I forgot about, you know what I'm saying. See, I didn't know what we was doing, you know what I'm saying? Okay, Mac Miller, I'm going to say this. Mac Miller, my favorite white rapper of all time. Thank you.
Yes, bro.
I like that. That's
my
good.
Favorite white rapper, Mac Miller.
We just ranked our white rappers last week. Mac Miller was on there. I'm glad you said that.
Okay, yeah.
Mac Miller was on there for both of us, too.
Okay, yeah.
You got to throw Mac on there, man. Yeah. Just so influential. Just, I remember being a kid, bro, and just that was all I was bumping, mm-hmm. man. Like, Max a legend.
R.I.P. Mac.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Mac.
That one was really hard. That one was really
that
hard.
That was honestly like the hardest like celebrity death for me.
Yeah.
I was like, definitely. Damn, that shit hurt.
Young Dolph hit.
Yeah, you know, Dolph was bad.
That hit, you know, in a soft spot. But Mac was for sure, man. When he passed away, I was like, oh, God. How do you do it?
Yeah, that was unexpected.
But, no, good top three for both y'all boys, man. I like
you too.
Shoot, I like everybody.
It. Yeah, those are – I've listened to any of those three. Like, those are the last – top three people I could listen to for the rest of my life. I'm cool with it.
See, I didn't know we was doing groups. I thought we was just doing well.
I wasn't going to, but then when NWA popped in my head, I was like, yo. So should we do top three groups as well?
Because I could do a group. I could do the groups.
Yeah.
I could do the groups. I'll say.
There's some good groups.
I'll say Fool Schnickens. You know what I'm saying? Dang. Dang, Kev. That's so many groups.
Cheetah Girls.
definitely Cheetah Girls.
Definitely Cheetah Girls, facts.
Dang, it's so many groups.
One Direction, gotta be honest.
Come on now.
I'll let y'all go first.
Word. I'll go first with this one. NWA, Wu-Tang, and then, because...
Can't believe y'all gonna ask me another fucking top three. I couldn't answer the first one.
Yeah, you couldn't even answer. You just gotta name one person. Now you gotta have a whole group of people.
Cheetah Girls.
There's a couple groups in the city that I actually fuck with really hard, but I'm gonna keep it to the worldwide people. Cheetah Girls,
Young Money. Mentioned.
Whoa, is that even?
Wait, who?
Is Young Money?
No, that's like that's a label. Group? That's a label. No. I like where your head's at, but no. No.
They all say it.
They do all say it, but it's not really you don't really, it's not like you have.
Okay, I was wrong. Damn, fuck.
You're very wrong.
Shit.
NWA, Wu-Tang, and then let's go with 3-6 Mafia.
3-6 Mafia. Okay, you from the South.
For sure. I'm definitely from the South. And I'm not even super comfortable with that in my number three spot, but I just like it fits. It works.
You know? Yeah, I like yours.
Go ahead, Joe.
I really can't. I mean, shit, bro. Like,
give
I
us one group that you like.
NWA, but that you already said that. Like, NWA.
Finish this off.
I'll probably go with Tribe Called Quest.
God damn. I didn't even
see. Like, I can't think of these people. Like, Tribe. Yeah.
Yeah, Tribe. Dang, and it's out of. Dang.
A lot of these groups aren't even still together, too, which is like a kind of a saddening thing. It's like a lot of these guys go off and do stuff on their own as well. You know,
see, I'm scared. I don't want to say a third one, and it's the wrong third one. So I'm just not
word. I'm top two. I like it. We'll keep it there. No, man. What are some of the struggles that you think go in? Like, why do you think a lot of these groups kind of fall off eventually, or kind of do their own thing? Do you think it's because they want? It's like the selfishness aspect where they kind of just want to do it all on their own, or do you think it's more of the aspect of like not everybody's as bought in as that original person or one person is.
It could be like, it's many factors, but like, for instance, you said selfishness.
Yeah.
All right. For that angle, that's if everybody generally wants to do it. You know what I'm saying? So like say, cause ain't nobody's going to be selfish and they only want to do it for real.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, but if everybody, you know what I'm saying? If everybody don't really care, you know what I'm saying? So it just depends like who's serious at the end of the day, who's serious and then whose egos will get in the way. Like, it just, it's a lot of factors, you know what I'm saying? So who wants to be the star?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who, you know what I'm saying? Who's going to put, who puts in more time? You know what I'm saying? Is everybody on the same page? You know what I'm saying? All of that, you know, typical things. How, who's getting the most shine? No, all these things, sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a lot of, you know, I'm always studying how groups break up or broke up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always just watched documentaries and listened to interviews. So I just be listening, you know, always paying attention to that stuff. So
the other angle could be like, you know, not everyone's as bought in as the one person is, you know, like you got one guy that's kind of like knows that this is his lane and wants to really make this shit pop. But it's like, you're not going to sit around and just drag people with you the whole time. Like, you want people to also be stepping at your same pace and kind of be, you know, pushing the agenda forward, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, growing something together. I mean, like, just with bringing Joey onto this pod, it's like having two heads is always better than one, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I can only imagine being a part of a group where you've got multiple people involved. Obviously, there's complications, there's drama that happens and things. And, you know, great minds are always going to be.
If y'all was in a group, like a group rap name, what it would be? I'm just curious.
Oh, my
God. This is the last one.
No, you're good. You're good. You're keep hitting it. I like it.
I'm just trying to see something real quick. What would be y'all group name?
Hilarious. That is, dude, this is so fucked up. This is so
because I know y'all didn't expect that. I'm like, hold on.
There is no. We would be like.
What's y'all rap name?
We would be like.
I mean, group.
I mean, you can't say the Beach Boys. There's already a fucking Beach Boys. But we're like something just so like Bucky's Boys.
You said the Bucky's Boys?
The Bucky's Boys. Bucky Boys.
That's cookies actually straight. Bucky cookies Boys. I like Bucky's Boys. Bucky Boys?
Bucky Boys.
That's actually hard. That's
Bucky Boys.
That actually, that'd dope. Be funny as fuck, bro. Just playing
that's hard. Bucky thing. Boys.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're going to have a squirrel. What is it? A chipmunk?
It's a beaver for beaver. Sure. But yeah, let's we'll squirrel. Yeah.
Bucky Boys.
Yeah.
That's like that's almost like a Beastie Boys a little.
I kind of like Bucky Boys. That's actually kind of dope. Yeah, the more you say it, it sounds good.
Yeah, Bucky Boys.
Bucky Boys.
That's crazy.
I think we just,
should we start something?
Yeah, a new group on
we
the way.
We did, like, at one point, we both bought ukuleles, and we would practice. I never went anywhere, obviously.
Damn. We got close to making our first song. We had ukuleles, and we were going to... The plan was we learned to play the ukulele, and then it kind of gives us something to do after we get done surfing. Like, we're big surfers and stuff like that, so we'd go to the beach, and then after the waves get shitty, you're just kind of sitting there on the fucking beach, like, chilling. We're like, dude, we need ukulele so we can just kind of, like, get in the vibe. Yeah. But, you know, then you grow up and become an adult and realize there's plenty of things you can do to fucking fill your time up with shit, you know what I'm saying?
We should have played ukuleles.
we should have got better playing with ukuleles so we would have to go with all this bullshit we're doing now. But no, I mean, Bucky Boys... I can really see that now.
Yeah, that goes crazy.
Yeah.
Like Bucky Boys.
We need to start that.
I don't know.
What would be our niche? We got to have a niche.
It'd be so funny to drop that first music video of us like with the Bucky's mascot at pump number like 160.
Every episode's at Bucky's.
Yeah.
Or every music video's at Bucky's.
That would go crazy.
That would go crazy. Bucky Boys. Get the beaver nuggets in the side. Like, you know, throw some beaver nuggets instead of throwing money. We're just like changing the game.
OG Sessions, Bucky Boys.
Yes. Facts. I like it. I like where you're going with this, man.
Yep.
One thing that I did want to touch on, though, before we wrap this thing up, your Spotify numbers are absolutely insane. Like, fucking, you can always tell. I love how Spotify shows, like, numbers and shit for people, because it's like, sometimes people have motion on social media or whatever, but then you go to their Spotify and you're like, oh.
20 monthly listeners.
Yeah. And it's not even always the monthly listeners, but sometimes it's like even their best song that a lot of people talk about in reference, it's like, really not even that many people have heard this song before. But with you, you've got so much music, bro. It's like, it almost looks like, just from like going through the pages and stuff, it looks like you don't even really have a song that was like a dud or didn't really go.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Every song hits for you. And I believe it's like 15,000 monthly listeners right now on Spotify, which is just legendary. And before we started, we were talking about like worldwide listeners and things like that. And, you know, you're everywhere, bro.
Appreciate
I think your Spotify Wrapped is like 136 countries or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
So shout out to you, bro. It's always good to like
be that versatile.
And you can kind of, it's almost like a...
And shout out to all the fans that listen, you know what I'm saying, overall too.
Yeah, for sure. And shout out to everyone. I think that it's cool that it's kind of like evidence that you are a very versatile artist when you've got other countries kind of tapping in and listening just as much as they are. But no, man, I just wanted to kind of ask you some of your piece of advice for just growing those numbers on Spotify. You know, I know there's probably a ton of young artists that are listening to this show right now. And I know just me being on a podcast end of it, I look at it and I'm like, the groundwork that you've had to establish to get these numbers up there and to get people to commit to listening to you every single month. You know what I mean? What do you think that's from? Consistency?
See, because I'm consistent more so. There's like two types of consistency. There's consistency. I mess up on that word, but you know what I'm talking about. But there's two types. There's consistent. Whatever. My accent, I'm ugly. But there's two, you know what I'm saying, like, of that word. You know what I'm saying? The first is, like, being consistent and letting the world, like, letting the people see you. And then there's being consistent and nobody else seeing you. Like, you're super consistent in the background. So I'm more so, like, I'm consistent in the background. And then, boom, when I come, you know what I'm saying, I show the world. But there's people who got to keep showing the world everything they doing. So I'm, like, kind of more on the old school side. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the problem, like, for instance, like, somebody will show a preview of their song before they release it. I'm not doing that shit. I'll just drop that bitch and just like, huh, here, you know what I'm saying? Just give it to the world. I don't want to tease my fans here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just give it to my fans. Like, I don't want to do all that teasing stuff. I don't want to show nobody what I'm doing, who I'm with. If I make a song, you know what I'm saying? Or when I make a song with, you know what I'm saying, other huge artists and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to show. They'll just get it out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? You'll just never know. You know what I'm saying? I'll just drop it on you. You know what I'm saying?
I like that, bro. That's
I like that you didn't say consistency was the answer, because when people say that, I mean, yes, you have to be consistent, but if you're consistently bad, you're never going to go anywhere. You have to know your lane. You have to know what you're supposed to do and know when to switch up if you're supposed to.
And that's the other thing. Just because somebody's not, you know, consistent on social media doesn't mean they're not consistent. That's another problem too. Like, everybody be thinking, but because y'all could literally drop one episode and it's the one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you never know. Nobody ever knows. You know what I'm saying? It's, they be acting like it's an answer, but there's no true answer to how to even, you know, nobody ever knows. Like, they act like it's a whole formula, but nobody truly knows because everybody will be on. You know what I'm saying?
I like how you just let the project speak for themselves. Like, you almost just let the project do all the work for you. Like, you can tell you're consistent based off of how high quality the work is you're putting out to the people. Whereas a lot of other people, it's like they got to post every single night, like 3 a.m. I'm in the studio or 3.
They have to do that.
They have to do that so that people, so that they can convince people that they're being consistent. Yeah. But with you, it's like, bro, you listen to this motherfucker's music.
Just look at his music. Look at his videos. His voice is consistent. He knows what he's doing.
For sure. And it's the best way to learn things and to master your craft is through trial and error and through trying things and not working, or trying things and it ends up working out very well. And you can see that you've obviously gone through those steps whenever you put out shit and whenever you... I love the not teasing the fans thing. I mean, that's one thing that especially a lot of Jacksonville artists will kind of get into is, like, they'll be like, all right, new project on, you know, zero or on March blank 2024, all this stuff. Then they'll post like a snippet of it. It's like, dude, after I've been hearing the snippet for a fucking week, like, I don't even want to hear the song anymore. And I could give a fuck about when you're going to drop it.
Yeah.
But when I'm not expecting an artist to drop something, like, if we're being 100% real, I didn't know Future was dropping like 3-4 days ago. And just the fact that he just dropped it and then I was able to kind of listen to the thing all the way through, and I'm not hearing anybody's opinion. I'm not like, I'm not expecting this song to have this chorus or whatever because he dropped a snippet or anything like that. I'm just listening to it for what it is all
the
way through.
You didn't see it coming.
And I love it, bro. Yeah, I didn't see it coming. That's exactly what it is, man. I like that a lot.
That's a lot of what we're missing too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because though, that adds on to why everything's so watered down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just seeing the same thing all the time. It's just like, all right, you know what I'm saying? And it's making everybody's attention span even shorter. But really, it's just things is watering down.
Yeah. God, it's so interesting. Just there's so much.
It's like a root. Like, it's just like, and it all stems and goes back to the same thing.
Yeah, no, it really does. And even from the social media aspect to just like the hip hop as an entire genre aspect, like there's so much different things to it, to where it all kind of just leads back to the same thing, you know? And I really do, the teasing thing, I like that a lot. I think it's just a really healthy formula. I think a lot more people need to start kind of using that formula.
Yeah.
I remember, not to just keep talking about Future on this motherfucker, but I remember he dropped an album one time, and then the very next day he dropped another album. And I don't even remember what it was. I think it was Future and then Hendrix or something like that or whatever. But anyway, when he did that, like, the first album, I kind of knew it was coming. And so it was like, it was a good album, whatever. But I ended up liking that second album so much more. Because it was like he dropped it. It was completely unexpected. I was not expecting any of these songs to be on there. But just going through them all individually and just being like, you take it for what it is.
Yeah.
You don't have any idea of what you're getting. Mm-hmm. You don't even, and even a lot of his album art, it's like you don't even know what this is going to sound like. There's no fucking like hints or anything.
Yeah.
And yeah, dude, I think it's a great formula. Shout out to you for doing that for real.
Appreciate.
Yeah. Is there any specific artist that like a dream artist you'd like to work with? Like dream feature?
Dang. At this moment?
This moment right now.
I'll probably say not right now. Like, not right now. There ain't
yeah.
no.
Who could you see him with though?
I could. Oh. You're
Kendrick.
Asking me? Oh,
for I want sure. you to rap with Kendrick.
Dude, Kendrick and you would be crazy.
Because Kendrick, he can kind of like.
I was going to even say J. Cole. Like, Cole, just someone that like just got bars, bro, would yeah. be incredible. And I'm not even a huge Kendrick fan, but I could definitely see him on Kendrick with Kendrick as well.
Kendrick might diss me on the song, you know?
He yeah. might. You know, he might diss you.
I'll have to be on high alert.
Since he's yeah. dissing everybody now.
I got to hear his verse first before I even start writing, you know?
That'll be your first
diss. He would change yet. It up before it gets posted.
That's funny. That's yeah,
I gotta hear
funny.
How he's coming first. You know, okay, this is all right.
Are you gonna be friendly?
Yeah.
How much of that mystique aspect do you try to like bring into your music, man? Like, I feel like you do kind of have a very mysterious like vibe to you whenever you're dropping music, and just like you don't really know like what you're like outside of social media sometimes, man. Mm-hmm. Like, holy fuck. Like, I mean, you're such a genuine dude and such a fucking like real human, but it's like now that I've met you, but when I'm going through your social media and I'm like learning about you, I'm like, is this dude going to come in here? Just like, is his eyes ever going to like not roll in the back of his head? You know? It's just cool. His eyes it's like, stuck. You're just a fucking, a vibe, a whole vibe, bro.
Appreciate it. Y'all too. You know what I'm saying? I mess with both y'all, you know?
Appreciate that, homie. We definitely, you know, I don't know if we're at the same level as you are, but we definitely try to stand out, you know what I mean, and be our own.
We all on the same level. Ain't nobody on, you know what I'm saying? We all on the same level just trying to elevate. That's all it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? We're on the same level as the Drakes, the same level as the Kendricks, you know what I'm saying?
And Joey pointed this out to me as well. Whenever the same old post on Instagram, like on the same old page, whenever mm-hmm. there's posts on there, sometimes they're almost like, the post is looks like it's posted from like
a fan's point of view or like a viewer's point of view.
Yeah, like it'll say like there'll be a caption and it says like people are comparing the same olds to the Wu-Tang Clan and like a question or whatever. Do you feel like that helps like with marketing the music as well?
Oh yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? You got to be your own blogger. You know what I'm saying? We just come in like a, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling on myself a little, but no, we just be trolling. You as y'all see, like I'm a huge troll. So let me troll. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what the internet is nowadays, just trolling type junk. So I just be trolling because I already troll. So let me just make a troll little post.
You'll even make a post and it'll be like, the same old got canceled for this or something like that or whatever. And I'm like, the fuck? Why would the same old even post that on their page? You know, but at the same time, it's like I immediately had to watch that video because mm-hmm. of the caption. And just coming from like marketing background, and I obviously am marketing this pod all week with Joey, and it's like just seeing that angle that you guys took, it was just very interesting. I just shout out to you for that, bro. I think it's cool.
And you know, when you scrolling and stuff, like when you clicking on a video, like if you go look, you're going to see that caption first. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see the caption and you're just going, so-and-so is getting compared to Wu-Tang or so-and-so just got canceled. What the hell is this? Like mm-hmm. you're going to click on it. You know what I'm saying? It's the words that's going to make you click on it. And then boom, when you click on it, you're going to enjoy the music. Like,
right.
Okay. I read this, but, this song going crazy though. Let me see who these guys is. Type.
Do you perform live very often? Or are you a big performer, like live performer?
I mean, every so and so. You know what I'm saying? I'm very right now. I'm just organizing and you know working on tapes and albums and music and all that. But you know what I'm saying? Like tours and all of that is definitely on the future.
Hell yeah, bro! I love it, man. I'd love to see you perform live. I feel like it'd be an insane
for sure
insane show. But no, man. Before we get out of here, let's plug these people in. Where can they find the same olds?
Oh, yeah, the same olds, you know what I'm saying? The at sign, because people don't be want to, they be trying to ignore the at sign, you know what I'm saying? You ain't finna ignore that.
No chance.
THE_SAMEOLDS, you know what I'm saying?
And then on listening platforms, it's no spaces. I kept fucking up with that. I type in the same and then space olds.
Yeah, and it's THE space. Same olds, SAMEOLDS. So the same olds, you know what I'm saying?
I love it, bro. And thanks for just opening up today, man. It was like, it's so cool learning about your, you know, background and your story and everything and how the same olds kind of started, you know?
Hopefully I get the Bucky Boys, you know what I'm saying, on our next come on. Performance. You know what I'm
yeah, I got the ad libs.
That shit kills me. Bucky Boys. Dude, if you could ever get Joey to rap, I swear to God, you are a fucking a superhero, bro. Okay. It is impossible. That would
chill. We got to get Joey to rap, though.
No, yeah, we do ASAP, bro. It's funny. No, dude, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, no, appreciate you for having me. You know what I'm saying? You had asked me, and I already knew as soon as I got back in town, you know, I'm like, oh, let me hit you up real quick.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said you spent some time in Tally, because we got a lot of Tally listeners on here too. So shout out to all the boys in Tally. Shout out to everyone worldwide that's tapping into this show. And I hope if you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure you drop that like, that comment. Make sure, if you're not subscribed yet, I don't know what to tell you.
Come on. Get right. Subscribe. You know what I'm saying? OG Sessions. You know what I'm saying? Get on.
That's family. And what's cool is, me and Joey actually been working on a lot of things for the Patreon recently. So if you guys aren't a Patreon member, if you're not a certified OG on the Patreon, man, head over to patreon.com/OG Sessions. Check that shit out. Me and Joey got some heat dropping on there for you. Maybe we'll even do an exclusive interview with the man. Same old Kev,
right? Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Likely.
Likely. Ooh, okay.
But real quick, though. What OG stand for?
Thank you. Shit. I like this. That's my boy.
That boy is just putting everybody on.
OG stands for Off Grid. It's a clothing brand that we had a long time ago. A lot of the early days listeners remember when we let go of the clothing brand and stuff, but it was a clothing brand we created called Off Grid. It was a Patagonia based brand. So it was like very similar to like North Face, Patagonia. It's like we kind of
beachy kind of.
Yeah, beachy mountains, things like being out in nature and stuff. The shit me and Joey enjoy doing. But no, Joey always helped me push that brand super hard. And, we had a team of people that we were always fucking working with and stuff. And over time, it kind of just turned into my own thing. Mm-hmm. People kind of lost a passion for it and whatever, and it fell off. And I was just running this clothing brand by myself, and I found that I just got I wasn't as passionate about it as I always been,
Yeah.
And then eventually ran with the podcast, had the pod we had started though while the clothing brand was a thing. So it was kind of just like a branch of the brand in a way. It was like the OG Sessions pod. Everyone knew OG because the logo for Off Grid wasn't OG. And so it was just like, all right, let's make the pod. We're not going to do the Off Grid podcast, but we'll do the OG Sessions pod. And so it's like sessions with people that have either bought merch or other entrepreneurs or just people that we kind of take some game from and share with people. But no, dude, by episode 10, it turned into so much more than that. It was just like, we knew that this is not, the brand has got to go, but the name stuck somehow. I think I just like that. I liked how you could go on any platform and type in OG and get to that S, and then that's the only thing that you see is OG Sessions Pod. There's no other real competition as far as names go, because, how it is, man. It's like, it's so, everyone's got the same fucking, nowadays, it's like everything just looks the same, it sounds the same, it's little this, young that, whatever the fuck. And
you need the names that stand out.
For sure.
At first, I thought the OG was for, original gangster sessions. The original gangster is okay.
Yeah.
And then you have me and Nick sitting here.
That threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, shit, I might get robbed coming in here. Come on. I'm good.
Yeah, no.
Look at us. I'll be all right.
I will say this. Original gangster sessions sounds so fucking dope, but it's so not me and Joey. So it's like, it'd be great if there was like maybe two different hosts, run with original gangster sessions and do your thing. But as far as OG sessions go, Off Grid sessions, we just want to be off the, normal, just outside the box, bro. And just our motto is organic conversations. And, some people will see the OG and think maybe it stands for organic.
Or organic conversations.
Yeah, I fucking butchered this word like 3 episodes ago, and Joey won't let me hold it down. But no, it's. I appreciate you asking that, because a lot of people get confused about what OG sessions stands for. Yeah. So shout out to, Off Grid Sessions. And as everyone knows, the episodes get better every single week. Joey, do you have anything else to add?
Heck no. This show was great. I had a great time talking to you. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Should we, I'm saying, we at 92. What, this 92?
92. Yeah.
We at 92, 93 up next. You know what I'm saying? Tune in. You know what I'm saying? Hoo,
hoo, hoo. Let's go. All right, boys. This has been another episode of the OG Sessions podcast. We are out.
Peace.